listening to The Nasty Table,
the premier source for tabletop role-playing actual play. Now come on in, relax, and pull up a seat to The Nasty Table.
I was asleep in the van. This is written on my hand.
So what takes you out here this time of night?
I thought you told me you lost that in the war. How did you lose it? Who's asking? Come with me.
So weird. This is so weird. This is so weird.
Take me over. Be somebody who I'm not. Why did I never get to live?
Take the padlock off the latch.
Push that door in.
Why didn't you ever write me? Caleb, you've been walking that path for 6 years prior at least. You are not a person. You were made up. I'm talking to a tumor.
Square in the forehead.
Bang. Gunshot rings out. Help RJ. So.
Anybody?
Give me a recap of the last session. So, the three of you, Roy, Ray, and Jerry, find yourselves standing around the barrel fire trying to keep warm for about 40 minutes. Charles does not return. I ask, do any conversations happen around this barrel fire? 40 minutes.
Yeah. I would say so, right? Yeah, I think I'm not. Yeah, Roy's like trying to, like, now that Charles walked away, Roy has pulled the stub out. And now he's got his both hands fucking over the fire. Just, or, yeah. Both wrists over the fire. And honestly, just seeing, like, just gauging how Ray is right now, turning and being like, you have any idea what he's going to show him?
I take out a cigarette. I have no fucking idea what. I want to kill him so fucking bad.
Charles?
No. Sorry. No, I don't fucking know, man.
No, we can't just skip over that. What are you talking about?
We gotta kill Araka. We have to kill Araka at the cabin. You gotta promise me that, okay?
Yeah.
That's part of this.
Yeah.
That's part of this.
Yeah, yeah. I'm fine with that. Fuck, man. I think we're gonna do our best to... There's a path forward, and it's possible that they are not in the way of that path. It's a small chance, but it's possible. I need to know... Are you gonna go out of your way to make sure that happens?
My path ends with him. I'll make sure that you guys are on my way to making that happen.
All right, man, but we're prepared for it. I'm fucking, like, looking down at my pant legs, my sleeves, fucking.
I want to, go, maybe, like, 20 minutes into this or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Go to the tree line a little closer and kind of, not going to perception check, but, you know, I want to take a look in.
Keeping an eye out and looking in, and you don't see any structures or any kind of movement. Deep in.
And I heard nothing as well?
Nope. No sounds.
The other homeless people are here still in this area?
No.
Around the fire?
Nope. You don't see them? Nope.
What? Can I, like, look around? Like, is there any, like, items on the ground? Like, what is their things looking like?
Yeah, so if you look down directly around this barrel fire, you see a bunch of empty bottles and you also see what looks like a six-pack with four beers missing. But there are two unopened beer.
Jerry grabs a beer. I pick up the whole six-pack with two of them. Anyone? I need one. I take one off.
Yeah, fuck it.
I'll right. give it to you. I throw like a $5 bill where that was.
Okay. You guys start drinking. Probably about like 35 minutes pass. 36, 37. You guys hear a gunshot out where Caleb stepped into. Far.
All right, let's go.
Start running. Yeah. I mean, I kind of can't run.
I take out my...
No, you're going to have to hobble or use whatever, but...
I take out my rifle.
Mm-hmm.
That's my weapon choice.
Yeah, well, you're going to have to take the time to assemble it, too. Remember, it's disassembled in your backpack.
I don't want to put the...
Probably take you maybe 30 seconds to assemble it, and you can't do it on the run.
Yeah, I want to assemble it. I don't even want to put the scope on. Just mm-hmm. use iron sights.
Yep.
Yeah, so I do that, and then we pursue.
Roy, what are you doing?
Popping my pills. Fucking just taking the two pills I have to take. Yep. And then just jogging along too.
Okay. Start running in, running for maybe a minute, 2 minutes towards this sound. And it sounded pretty far away, to make that clear. And you see, walking slowly, Caleb O'Connor on this path in the woods. And he sees you. It's been probably maybe, say, 4 minutes since that gunshot rang out.
I look him up and down, head to toe.
He looks bruised, beaten, but otherwise okay.
I imagine I'm lagging behind the two a yeah. little bit.
Yep.
I kind of get up on him. Like trained in the whole time. And I
raise the gun towards him?
Yeah, I get pretty close. I kind of... My anger is back a little. What the fuck happened, man? What happened? And I give you a little shove.
I look right down the sight. You'll have your moment. Don't worry. And I keep walking towards that barrel.
Closer to the barrel. Or is anyone stopping him from walking past
stepping,
you guys?
I'm trying to make my way between these two. Like, I'm hands out before fucking my body gets there. Like, I'm like, so calm the fuck down. What the fuck? What was that? What was it? Did you pull that trigger?
I did what I needed to.
Did you fucking kill him?
Who?
What the fuck, man?
Did I kill who?
Charles.
No, he's fine. Can I point to where his tent is?
Yeah, and you can see maybe 40 yards out, you see this red tent that's over there.
Start running to the tent.
Mm-hmm.
Just jogging over.
Yeah.
Fucking try open up the tent.
Yeah, and it's got a zipper on it, and you like rip it up, and and you hear inside, stop! What? Stop! Open up the flap, and you can see Charles looking out. And looks like he's been crying.
Who'd he shoot?
Ask him. I wasn't there. Leave me alone. And he tries to zip the zipper closed.
Like fucking throw my arms.
And he zips it closed and you hear him, leave me alone.
Start walking away. Back to these three.
Yeah. And the three of you are still together while Roy runs off. Because it is a little distance away that you see this tent off in the distance. So the three of you are just standing there.
I want to keep walking to this barrel.
I want to walk with them.
Mm-hmm.
What happened? He attack you?
No.
And I'm just like limping.
No, Charles. Charles is all right.
Did you shoot a gun, or was that a hallucination?
It's a tough question, Jerry.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know how to say yes to both.
Do I see a gun on him?
Not immediately on his person, but you know that he has been carrying a gun. Probably about...
Bruised on his face?
Yeah.
Where'd this come from?
You guys are maybe like 10 feet from the barrel fire at this point.
I go to the barrel.
I shouldn't say 10 feet. You guys were walking for maybe about 4 minutes, so maybe about halfway to the barrel at this point. 50 yards, I'd say. A lot more than that. But you can see the flames lapping up in the distance. Continue walking?
Yeah.
Roy, you catch up?
Yeah.
And Ray, what are you doing?
I was waiting for him.
Okay.
You know, so we could walk back together.
Yeah. So Roy and Ray are together, and Caleb and Jerry are maybe a little bit further up. 50 becomes 30, 20, 10 yards, 30 feet.
I say, listen, I'm not going to be upset about anything. I just kind of want to know what's going on. Well, we just heard a gunshot, so, I mean, I'm glad you're okay, but you're bruised up, and I just want to know the story here. Straight up.
That's what it's always been, right?
You need to stop talking like RJ and please tell me what happened.
Stepping up to the fire.
Caleb has these really thick gloves on. Really thick winter gloves. Grabs the edge of the barrel and starts dragging it backwards towards where he came from.
What are you doing? Can I roll human on him?
You don't need to roll human to know he's being a fucking weirdo.
Freaking me out.
Starts dragging the barrel fire through the woods.
Where the fuck is that? Where the gunshot, like, generally, was that where the gunshot came from?
Where he's heading?
Yeah.
Seems to be.
I'm just still limping with him. Just tell me about the gunshot, Caleb. Like the gunshot. Come on.
Just finding ourselves. Putting an end to things. Don't you want to cap on things, Jerry?
I try to get in between him and the barrel. And, like get his hands
He's dragging it. Do you try to, like, move it out of his way?
I don't want to touch the barrel. I want to touch him.
So just, like, shove him?
I want to...
The barrel might land on him. I want to make sure that we're clear on exact the logistics of him. He's still dragging the barrel. And it's... Caleb, to be clear, this is going to take you a while to drag this thing.
Do you think that you made any mistakes, Jerry?
Still dragging along, and at this point now he's catching up to Roy and Ray.
Yeah, I think we all make mistakes.
What are you going to do about it?
I haven't quite figured that out yet.
That might be our issue.
Where are you bringing this barrel?
Like I said, we need to end some things. Put caps in places where they belong.
Okay, so...
Roy and Ray, they've caught up to you by now.
Okay.
I look at you guys, and I'm like... I kind of like... I give like a confused look.
Let him fucking do it. Let's... He's beyond speaking to at this point. We gotta let him do it.
Okay, where are you going? I'm following him.
Yeah, let's follow. I'm following him too.
Yeah, I'll keep lookout.
So, as Sisyphus pushes his boulder, Caleb drags along this barrel fire. Barrel fire, which has acted as a beacon of light in an otherwise dark night, as you guys have worked tirelessly through the nights, working on the night shift, only to see this light that illuminates a figure and two more through the darkened woods. The heat from the barrel fire melts away any snow that it touches that has been left over on the overgrown bushes and brush, and he walks. 5, 10, 15 minutes trudging through the overgrowth, dragging along this barrel fire, until eventually you see in the distance a shed, windowless, handmade, erected out of pallets and spare lumber. Probably 30 feet from you.
Roy, what, like, initially was, like, just let him fucking, like, just fuck it. 180 to, like, fuck it. Grab fucking Caleb by the shoulder and, try and pull him back from this fire that he's dragging. Try and pull him back.
Do you resist?
No, but I try to line up the barrel so it's, like, not going to fall on me. So it just... We're 10 yards from it.
Yeah,
yeah. I try to line up the barrel so it just...
The barrel goes straight side up.
Where's the river?
You don't hear any running water back here.
Okay.
I want to, with my rifle out, like, really approach this...
Structure?
Hut.
Yeah. We'll
call it. And I want to... Well, I want to make my way inside of it, like...
It is, there seems to be a door with rusted hinges. The door seems to open towards you, and it looks like there's a padlock on it.
Windows are busted out. Can I?
No windows.
Oh, no windows.
Windowless.
Oh, okay.
I crack a glow stick.
Glow stick casts this sickly green illumination that spreads out and is very reminiscent the same sickly green color that you saw on a vision on a train ride shortly prior. Illuminates this scene.
Caleb pulls out a key.
Are we right up on the shed right now?
Maybe about 15 feet from it. Ray's much closer.
Looks to the barrel. What's in it that's lighting this?
Wood.
Okay. Mistake stop here. I hope. I walk up to the shed. I undo the padlock.
Mm-hmm.
I step inside. And I'm going for those two pipes.
Okay. Yep. You see them.
Grab them both.
Yep.
Walk out. Hand them to Roy.
Roy, placed in your hands from Caleb are what look like two pipes that have welded caps on either end and a wicker fuse extended out of one end of each cap of each pipe. With your experience working as a police officer, most likely some sort of homemade explosive.
Did you make these?
No. Not me. Not me. Just didn't want them to blow. And Caleb reaches in, grabs a log from this fire, tosses it through the open doorway.
Rather quickly, you can see a fire begin to start spreading. What is everyone doing in this moment?
I'm looking in.
Yeah, I'm looking in.
Looking in, and it's hard to see because very, very quickly, a lot of dry wood that exists in here begins to catch flames. The floor, the ceiling, the walls. What you can see inside out of this quick glance before, the majority of it is engulfed in flames. A table that has some items on it and several containers before the shed, the structure, the hut begins to become engulfed in flames. It catches rather quickly.
We made a mistake.
We? What's the shed?
It's an end. I'm putting an end to parts. To parts, but we all have to end another. We made a mistake. I made a mistake. I turned to Ray. I've made a lot of mistakes. We shouldn't have let RJ have her.
Why?
He's not who we thought.
An exclamation point on that statement as you hear a large bang from within the shack, and the flames begin to lick up the sides of it engulfing almost the entirety of it.
I'm starting to remember more and more. We talked about it before. It's Marcia. He lied. He's been lying. She's bigger in this whole thing, and we knew it. But RJ's the end. RJ's the purpose. The purpose of why we did things. The purpose of why I did things. As he turns to Ray and looks at him. He's the worst one of us all. And we gave it to him.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Ray, I killed your family.
Yeah, I know. I've known that for a little bit now.
When this is all over, I won't stop you. You can have your moment.
No, 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 no. I told them. My moment's not with you.
Please let it be.
No. No, sir.
I don't deserve this. I don't deserve to walk away from this. Not like any of you guys do. I did that. And I own my mistakes. I think I need to. But maybe we can make some things right. After all that we fucked up. Everything we've done. We can't let him win.
We had no other choice, man. But we had no other fucking choice. We got nothing done in that city.
I know. I think we would have died. I think we would all died. But now, when we have the chance, when we have a choice, and it's not a side that winners is right, that this other person's right. It's us. We can dance around the fact for hours, but we know what he's done. What do you care about? What do you want from all of this? Jerry, Roy, what do you want?
I want this fucker out of my head, and I want to see my niece, and that's it.
I wish I never met any of you. I just wish I could turn back. Who are you? Who are you?
I'm Caleb O'Connor.
Are we fucking done here?
Yeah.
I start walking back to the trailers, I guess.
Everybody take a program point. And once you're done writing that down, everybody roll alertness except for Jerry.
55 on an 80.
49 on a 23.
92 on a 79. Jesus.
Roy and Caleb, you do not notice this. Ray, you would not have noticed this, but you feel particularly perceptive.
I was going to say, crit success.
There's this moment. The four of you are standing there right before Ray breaks off, and maybe Ray looks back to say, you know, are we fucking done here? And he notices this fire engulfing this shed that's crackling and... hitting nails and making loud popping noises and casting shadows on all four of you, these shadows that stretch all the way from where you stand to the tree lines on either side of you. And you look at everyone's shadow and you notice Jerry's longer than the rest, and you can watch it, and it happens in a split second. It moves and it goes into the shed and it's gone.
Like he no longer has a shadow.
No shadow. Roll sanity too.
Fail.
You're gonna lose 1 point of sanity. Everyone begins making their way back.
Yeah.
Walking back, and the barrel fire stands next to the burning shed as you guys make your way back to the main trailer park. Walking through the woods, eventually you do end up back at this intersection between the two lanes of the trailer park, which straight ahead leads straight back down to that S hill leading back down. The other one leads up to a couple other trailer houses up there.
Just for shits and giggles, see if Nancy's door is unlocked.
It is unlocked.
Okay. Just quick scan. Anything different?
No.
Close the door. Anyone particularly interested in any one of these cars?
No, I mean, I'm kind of down for the idea to go get that fine-looking red car that Bobby had at the police station.
Yeah. How far of a walk would that be?
Maybe about an hour.
Would it? I don't mean to metagame at all, but...
Go ahead.
What's the rest policy? Like, would it be advantageous for us to... Like for recovering health, I know there's some people that are...
It's got to be a full night's sleep in somewhere safe.
And, I mean, for that, you get...
One health point. Yep. Full night's rest, somewhere safe.
Yeah, well...
Because, and this is actually kind of something that I wanted to talk on, is this concept of Delta Green. How Delta Green's supposed to work is it's like... mission to mission. You guys experienced it with K-Cell where it's like you guys were here and then you were there and then you had like that big break in between where it's like a month where you're not working for the program. That's where you're supposed to regain most of your health. Now, because we're not doing it like that, you know, you guys are going to be fucked up more often. So one health point for a full night's sleep somewhere safe.
Would you, if you guys want to hold out, I don't even know what time it is. Maybe we can even catch the news. We might as well just hunker down in Nancy's trailer for a little bit.
Yeah, we absolutely could.
I could fall asleep right here.
All right, let's do it. Just before we get in there, we got to sweep the place for bugs or anything before we say a word, all right?
Yeah. Let's do it.
All right. Go in, immediately start tearing the place open for any types of wires.
Yep. And what's everyone else doing?
Same deal.
Yeah, helping him.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Jerry, anything?
Laying my ass on the couch.
Straight on the couch?
Oh, yeah.
You guys spend some time, maybe 30, 45 minutes until you're able to pull this entire place apart. There is not a TV in this house. I want to establish that as well.
Is there a radio?
There is a radio.
Okay.
There's also a busted police radio as well.
And we don't find anything with our search.
45 minutes go by and you feel like you have pretty much covered this place top to bottom and there's no any kind of overtly, you know, noticeable bugs or listening devices or tape recorders or anything like that.
Okay.
What are you two girlies whispering about? What do you do?
I guess... Well, I would know local radio channels, I guess, yep. Being in the woods. So I want to, you know, like the whatever main pop radio, if there's like a news section clip of it. I don't know, whatever I think would have.
Yeah, so you turn it on and you start like going through and it's like music, music, music.
Once again, reporting live from Linwood Falls, we are on the lookout for four people of interest in a recent murder case of a police captain in Minneapolis. If you see these people, one Roy McNeil, Ray Hoyt, Caleb O'Connor, or Jerry Flores, please notify your local law enforcement agency. Once again, we are on the lookout for four former police officers wanted for murder.
Goes into details about your descriptions as well.
Does he mention my alias?
He does not. Okay. He does not.
Alias.
Roy hears that and it's just like, well, walks over to the door. Is it possible to lock the door?
Yeah.
Lock the door. As many locks as it has, I lock them.
Mm-hmm.
Dibs on the bed. Walk over to the bed.
Is there like taking shifts in Delta Green Sleep?
No.
Okay. You just gotta sleep through the night.
Yep.
Well, I don't need as much rest as, well, I would say you too, but you look a little bruised up yourself, so,
But you also do need to understand that me as a handler, I understand exactly the state of your guys' characters. I know you guys are not going to be deep sleeping. So obviously if there's any noises, anything completely crazy, unless someone's walking with the intent to kill you secretively, you guys will wake up. However, if you do want to keep watch, you'll have to have someone kind of circumvent that. And they can still get sleep for, like, roleplay reasons to just get sleep. But if someone wants to keep watch, you guys can. But I'm assuming that you guys are light sleepers at this point.
I'll keep watch. Will I be dipping into exhaustion for any reason?
If you get, say... I'll say 4 hours of sleep. You'll be okay.
Cool. I'll do that.
I want to actually... Okay, so like Roy like opens the door to the bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
This is like I'm at the same bedroom that Atkins was like protecting the kids in.
Yep.
And Sarge. I'm like...
And you can see at the bed, the bureau, the dresser.
Yeah. Door's open. Everyone else... Tiny trailer. Everyone else is like fucking not in that room. I'm like sitting in the bed and I'm like... What do you think Lang is saying right now, man? To your mom. To April. Like, they gotta know that we're wanted for murder. Taking my, like, boots off and shit. Finally taking all the fucking equipment that was just taped to me just off.
I walk up to... I'll go up to Roy's equipment that he's taking off. And I say, I trust him. And I grab his handcuffs out of his belt.
Mm-hmm.
I head back for the kitchen. One cuff around my wrist. Open the cabinet underneath the sink.
Mm-hmm.
Other cuff to the pipes in the sink.
Okay.
Roy just nods like... Makes sense.
Roy, you're taking off all your equipment. You're in the bedroom. You take your boots off, take the heavy backpack off, the jacket, and you can see out in the corner, right out of view where a dresser might have been covering it. Maybe it was moved to the left slightly, and you can see sticking out of one of the panelings that go against, like, the floor, a small sliver of something white. And it catches your eye, because you never noticed it before being in here.
Yeah, like, fucking, like... Squint my eyes, rub my eyes, like, get a little more fucking, like, shimmy out of bed and, like, inspect it.
Yeah, you kind of peel it up, and it's almost like the corner, this tiniest little sliver, and you kind of, like, got to pick it out with your fingernail, and it looks like it's been wedged between the wall and the baseboard behind it. Maybe not even purposefully, but you kind of use your fingernail and pick it out, and it looks like it's a Polaroid. And you see the bottom of it, and you kind of pull it out, and you look at it, and it's a picture of Laura and a young boy who you do not recognize. Maybe 11 years old. Looks like they're wearing nicer clothes, sitting on some sort of photo op pedestal. Both of them are smiling. The young boy looks skinny, tall for his age maybe, but still young. Big bushy eyebrows too.
Put it on the ground. Go the fuck to sleep.
Going back into the bed.
Yeah. Not like shaking that off, just being like, fuck. We kind of did fuck up. Put it on the ground. Go back. Go to sleep.
Okay. So, Ray, you are keeping watch earlier or later? Are you taking your hours of sleep before or after? Like, are you taking them now or later?
I kind of think I would, like, stay up for 2 hours, watch for four, you know, like, then go back to bed. Like, can I...
Okay,
like,
yeah, yeah. Non-continuous? I'll say that. That's fine. Jerry crashing on the couch, Caleb sleeping on the floor, Roy on the bed. The night passes, uneventful. Now, Ray, is there anything that you want to do during your time where you're keeping watch? You can hear Caleb sleeping, and maybe you're sitting in a chair next to Jerry as he's sleeping on the couch.
I'm definitely peering out at points. I mean, you know, even just checking in all the rooms, all the windows, like, I don't know.
Yeah, during your watch, everything seems secure. There's no cars that even pull up during this time at all.
I think I'm also probably, like, so the barrel fire. Well, no, we. Yeah, I'm watching the woods still. I'm like, all the tents were in the wood, started the fire in the woods. Mm-hmm. Like, so nothing comes of that.
You don't see anyone run out or scream, or you don't hear anything crazy. And with the recent snowfall, you have the idea that any kind of wildfire wouldn't be too common or on the menu. And then after you're done your watch, you bed down, and eventually the sunlight illuminates through. You guys wake up in various states. I imagine probably Jerry would wake up first, followed by Caleb, and then Roy, and then Ray last. It's early, though. It's around like 6:15, I'd say. Saturday, January 9th.
Do we recover hit points if we slept?
Yes, everyone who slept recovers one hit point.
What's the fridge looking like?
Mostly empty, scarce, and as the fridge opens, Caleb, you kind of awake to the sound of the fridge opening and the light that illuminates out. And it's like right into your eye, too. You look up to see Jerry looking in the fridge. Scarce, not a lot of stuff in there. A couple jugs of something, and you look at it, whatever it is expired. There's eggs that look like they have an expiration date of 2 weeks ago.
Is there tap?
Seems to be.
Drink the water. Tap water, baby.
Now standing directly over Caleb, he grabs a cup, goes to the tap, and you can hear the water rushing down right next to your head where you were, like, handcuffed to. Fill it up with tap water.
Start drinking my water.
And then, Roy, you wake up. Caleb, obviously, you wake up. And Ray, later on, you guys wake up.
Yeah, Roy, like, fucking wakes up, stretches it out. Takes a couple minutes to wake up, but eventually grabs the Polaroid from the ground, walks into the kitchen area to see if there is anything salvageable, pulls his key out for the handcuffs, and he fucking, like, gets down on a knee as, like, Jerry's, like, drinking tap and fucking Caleb's, like, chained to the pipes. Gets down on his knees close to Caleb and he's like, you get any sleep?
Yeah, I feel alright.
Good.
I feel okay.
Good, man. Anything happened last night? Click the handcuffs open. That you remember?
Not that I've seen. Nothing eventful.
Good.
Are we getting anybody else with us? Is it just us four?
This is like right near me.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody's around.
Mm-hmm. I'm just like standing at the sink, just like drinking my water, and I'm like, "Just us four." Start drinking again.
Yeah, and as he says that, I'm like looking at Ray. Like, how's he? Is he like knocked? Is he like, what's his?
He's up. He's like coming to.
Oh, okay, sweet. All right.
Yeah, I mean, it's gonna be hard to feel out anyone that's still on our side.
You find anything in those cabinets? Say to Jerry.
You find a box of Special K, a can of baked beans, and a package of hot dogs that have been put in the cabinet and not in the fridge.
Does it stink really bad?
No. Oddly enough.
I take out everything that's in the cabinet and I put it on the counter. Special K. Fucking hot dogs. Put it down. Want any of them?
Try to turn the stove on. I'll just grab a pan and start fucking frying those hot dogs. Fuck it.
How long have they been there?
They don't smell bad.
Are they? They're like, they must be like fucking room temp though.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We'll cook the fucking shit right out of them. Don't you worry.
I just start taking handfuls of Special K, fucking eating it dry out of my hand. Uh-huh. I'm good with this.
Caleb, hot dog. Ray, hot dog.
Yeah, I'll take like two or three at least.
There we go.
Can we talk about how absolute fucking nuts that is to wake up at 6:15 in the morning and find hot dogs in the cabinet? And then actually decide to start eating it instead of the box of Special K?
Look, dude, there's four
you
of
people
us.
Are.
It's not protein. A bad time for hot dogs.
Yeah. Need some protein.
Yeah, bro.
I just had hot dogs wiener. Last night at the game.
We are living.
And they were way better. And they were way better.
We did just have hot dogs last night at the game, bro.
You don't know which hot dogs are better.
Yeah.
Hot dogs for dinner, hot dogs for breakfast.
Yeah, start frying some fucking
hot roll dogs. Me, you got Kraft hot dog?
Unfortunately, no.
What relevant skill you want to use to roll these, to make these hot dogs here?
Dodge the disease.
I don't need my dogs without Kraut.
If you make a good argument for me, I'll let you roll them. Heavy weapons?
I'll roll heavy weapons.
Survival?
Yeah, no, I'll accept. Go, I'll accept survival.
I'm
sure.
Max survival out. Let's do it.
No.
67 on a 70.
Nice.
Let's go. Let's fucking go. That's why I maxed it out, bitch.
I mean, these hot dogs, you have to imagine they have a decent amount of preservatives in them. Yeah, you got to keep them in the fridge or the freezer or something like that. But at this point, I mean, you're able to kind of look at them, see that they're not too bad. Maybe they were one of the more recent things that were bought in this house. Why they were put in the cabinet, you don't know. The owner of this house was a heroin junkie. No clue. But you're able to the best of your ability, cook them and feel like they're safe to eat.
Let's fucking go. I open the fridge. Are there condiments?
Roll luck.
He just told me there was like a couple of jugs and eggs in there.
Now there just happens to be mustard and ketchup.
Have you ever looked in the fridge and said like, "Mom, where's the OJ?" And she's like, "It's right there." And you're like, "I can't find it." And then she comes over and finds it for you.
Good.
Roll luck.
52 on a 46.
Would you like to re-roll for a permanent 1d6 loss of luck?
Yeah, fuck it. I'll do it. Fuck it.
Go ahead.
Dip your dogs in fucking hot and water. Like Joey Chestnut does.
You're gonna lose 4 points of luck.
Jesus Christ!
Dip your dogs in water like the goat do.
I'm at 42 now. 41 on a 42.
That's Woo! Awesome. That's fucking good. You find ketchup, mustard, and relish.
Oh, all right. Fuck.
Dude, if you have to hit like a game-saving luck roll and you hit a 43 on a 42, I'm going to laugh my way to the bank.
I'm going to be so pissed. Does anybody want ketchup? I'm like opening the fridge. Does anybody want ketchup, mustard, or relish?
Yeah, give me the works. Give me the works.
Go. You know what? While we're dying because he lost that luck roll, we'll remember the condiments on the hot dog.
It's true.
Yeah.
There's no buns either. I don't even...
No kraut, no so Jerry.
Yeah, just set them up and we dip the dogs in each.
Dude, yeah.
So you set up your feast of hot dogs.
Ugh. They're like green.
Whoever participates fills themselves to a situation of feeling well fed.
Nice.
And the day stands before you. At this point, we're looking at maybe about 6:45 in the morning.
Yeah, dude. Those are some good-ass hot dogs.
Oh, yeah.
They're not bad.
Nathan's, baby.
Oh, shit. Nathan's.
Yeah. I don't know if we still need a car around here, but, unless anybody's got the keys on them. I think those are down in the VCU for that red car.
We're really gonna avoid the station at all costs. We don't even know. Why don't we just give him a call?
And say what?
I don't think that's a good idea.
And say it's us? Last time we did that...
We got no indication that they're out for us.
We were lucky it was Gaines that answered, I feel.
Hell. I mean, it was because I said it was Caleb. You could say it's anybody.
Yeah. Put on a different voice.
That's fair. Yeah. But what are we looking for?
And then we're going to go and we're going to pick up a car.
I'm not saying this has anything to do with getting the car. I mean, it does directly enable us to, but we've been thinking about going to this cabin with more than the four of us for a long time.
We're wanted for murder.
I'll tell you this now.
We were considered ex-policemen.
We got one last job to do.
Yeah. And the four of us.
All the help that we can.
And we're not going to get help. And we don't need help.
What I know, what I can remember, Lang was wrong. Longo wasn't against us. If he still believes in us, like he said he did, I think he'll help.
I think he would too. And I think there's more people that would help us that are on the force.
Caleb, I can't say it for you guys, Jerry and Ray, but we have people that are being protected by him right now.
Oh, no, I... As much as I can, I want to preserve innocence. And what we still have left of Lang, I don't want to bring Lang there.
We can't.
No. If Longo wants to help, if he has trusted guys, I mean, we fucked up. We need the help.
Yeah, we brought Atkins for a reason. It wasn't because he's a good dude. Ray, you want to make the call?
Yeah, I mean, is now a good time? Who's working? Are we still on, has the day shift come in yet?
Day shift should be clocking in right about now.
Yeah, fuck it. I'll be giving them a false tip about us. See their reaction when they hear something about us.
Yeah, maybe ask to only give the tip to... Fuck, he's out now. No, he's not. He's day shift. Lieutenant Longo. Maybe ask to just... I have a tip. I only want to share it with the lieutenant.
All right. Pick up the phone.
Pick up the phone.
Yeah, I'll dial the like main number to the station.
Bring, bring. Linwood Falls Police Department, how can I direct your call?
I think I might have seen something with those, you got those guys that are wanted. They said to call for any information.
Sure. Yeah, what did you see?
Is the lieutenant there?
The lieutenant? Yes.
Yeah, I believe his name is Mr. Longo. I'm sorry. I just would like to tell him personally, if you don't mind.
Okay. All right. Patching you through now. Longo.
Hello, Lieutenant. Are you alone in your office?
Who is this?
Who do you think it is? Listen, we're all right. Are you still with us?
As much as I can stretch myself, yeah.
Who's still with us? Where can we go?
You can come to the station.
Are you fucking serious?
Come to the station. Turn yourselves in. Ray.
We didn't do this, and you know that.
Come to the station. Turn yourselves in, and we're still with you. You picking up what I'm putting down?
We'll be there. I hang up.
Click, click.
What'd he say?
He wants us to turn ourselves in. But he promised me that he's on our side. That they're all on our side. I don't know, man. I mean, the way I see it, if we go there and they want to arrest us, we can just start shooting the fuckers, right?
Four against.
We're outnumbered. Why would we go there?
You don't have to come.
You're gonna go there? You really think that?
We're not gonna waltz
think
in
of
the
that.
Front
Is
door.
That smart?
We're not gonna waltz in the front door and announce our presence. We're gonna pull up, slowly sneak around like we've
Why
been doing.
Why can't he meet us somewhere? Why do we have to go there when we're the ones in hiding and not him?
Let's switch up spots and call him again. Tell him to meet us somewhere then, if that's how you feel. I feel like we're going to be jumping through a lot of hoops to get to the same spot that our department has been telling us this whole damn time, that they trust us and they're with us. They just don't want us to deceive them, except like we've been doing this whole time.
Same exact department that we had a rat in.
We know who that rat is.
I think you're trying to play it too safe, man. We're dead. We're dead. Fuck, I am. He is. Looking at Caleb. Maybe you aren't. Maybe Roy isn't, but we need allies right now.
Jerry, look at how we're... Look at us, man. Look at you and me.
Eating hot dogs out of a pan.
With one fucking hand.
I ate no hot dogs.
I'm the only one in decent physical shape in this whole group, and I'm the one that's arguing that we need to get some help. We need to get some backup.
What do you think's gonna happen if we turn ourselves in, man? That's fucking... What'd he say? He give us anything on that? Nothing.
Listen, you can call him back. I got right through to him. Wait a little bit. Let's walk around. Let's go scope out the scene. Why don't we?
Fuck it, yeah. We can. Would cabs be working at this hour?
Yeah. With their backs against the wall. The LFVCU find themselves floundering, looking for allies to help them in their cause, whatever that cause may be. And that's where we're going to pick up next session.
I also absolutely love that you guys can read the tone of my voice and know that that's the end of the session. That's awesome. Everybody took their headsets off.
Thanks for listening to this episode of LFVCU, a Nasty Table production.